She was like you.
Lost the contact lens.
I freeze in this.
Ohatmu or Not covers the official handbook of the Marvel Universe Deluxe Edition, an encyclopedia series published from 1985 to 1988 by Marvel Comics. And we cover it with several panelists with little to no knowledge of the Marvel Universe, giving their first impressions of each character, its look, concept, and story. Warning, listener discretion is advised. Ohatmu or Not is a proud member of the Fire and Water Podcast Network. This is your host, Siskoid, and with me today are...
Amélie,
Isabelle,
Natalie,
Elise,
José,
Shotgun.
Molecule Man to Moonstone.
Molecule Man. Owen Rees was a small, frail, timid mama's boy who grew up to be a weak-willed adult, bitter, lonely, and a lowly lab assistant who got zapped by radiation by his own carelessness with the equipment. The accident gave him lightning-like scars on his face and the ability to rearrange matter at will. Now one of the most powerful beings on Earth, he decided to take revenge on the world. Because of his self-doubt, he subconsciously imposed limits on himself, like not being able to affect organic matter. The Fantastic Four would exploit that weakness to defeat him a number of times. His life changed during something called the Secret Wars, when a bunch of heroes and villains were transported to a battle world so a godlike being could find out which was stronger, good or evil. There, he fell in love with Volcana, a large woman with fire powers. It was mutual, and from that point, Molecule Man started turning a new leaf. He and Volcana went to live in a Denver suburb, ready for the quiet life. Comics writers have pulled him in and out of villainy since, of course. If he's happy, he tries to be a good boy. If he's not, he's a crazy little geek with power fantasies. He's pictured with some kind of fancy helmet fighting Tigra, who he apparently had a crush on, fighting the Fantastic Four with Claw in one case. And if you're wondering about that wand, that was after his body was destroyed and his consciousness survived in a wand which possessed other people into being Molecule Man. And eventually he recreated his own body. Fighting Dr. Octopus, a shot of him without the scars, and getting a back massage from the Silver Surfer. actually, he's using their combined power to repair the Earth after much destruction at the hands of the Secret Wars god. So,
I prefer the sleepover hypothesis.
Yes, please. A massage. So right. Much better.
So romantic.
I hate him.
I like the suburb life storyline, though.
I hate that all he was missing was a woman to love him. Ugh. No. Did you ever consider that maybe you were the reason women didn't like you?
No.
He's an incel. I hate it.
We can fix Molecule Man with our womanness, you see.
With our boobs.
Do you say that he created his own limits?
If he was able to recreate his own body at some point, then it means he could manipulate organic matter, right? So how do you explain that in all his appearances before that, he never could? So the explanation is subconsciously he prevented himself from doing so, because then he would have been too powerful anyway. You know, in comics, he would have just turned the Fantastic Four into potted plants or whatever.
I love that. But
okay, what kind of potted plants would you be?
I think Marvel painted themselves into a corner, so they retconned.
Yes.
And explained.
Yeah, the explanation is comics.
But I like to think of it that, because he's sometimes evil, sometimes he's all right. I think that's sort of like what hints to that. I've decided.
I've decided I want to turn all my enemies into potted plants. That sounds great.
Would you keep them or would you like...
Do you have to take care of them forever? Yeah. Because that's weird, isn't it?
I would let them dry out.
If they were superheroes originally, would you need to take care of them, or would they be like self-caring super plants?
Well, I mean, even if you're a superhero, you still need to eat most of the time.
I would drown them most with water.
So I would just waterboarding the plants.
If someone out there likes to draw, can someone do like potted draw plants Fantastic Four? Like, what would that be? I'd like to see that.
Well, you got your rubber plant, you got your shrinking violet for Invisible Girl, you got
I'll work on it.
Cactus thing.
And a fire plant for...
Fire bush. I have a fire bush.
Fire bush for the human torch.
Bird of paradise.
I don't think he looks the same at all. Like when he's just a guy, which just looks like almost a school picture. It's very funny. Yeah.
Well, he got a lot of scars from like the accident. Lightning scars on his face, like Harry Potter times 12.
Yeah, so who wore it better, him or Harry Potter?
Harry. He's a wizard.
It's more subtle.
Dan Radcliffe for sure.
I feel like they don't have the same nose.
It's all different.
Yeah, if I didn't know any better, there's no way I would assume those people are the same.
Did he or does he have hobbies other than 4chan?
Times work.
I gotta say, his personality kind of bums me out. You know, it's just like, oh, man.
I'm still stuck on the setting his own limits thing.
Well, I kind of like that, actually.
I kind of relate. You would put yourself your own hurdles along the way because you just think that you're not able to do something, but it's just because you won't even bother trying.
Or you're afraid of your powers.
You just got to set your mind right and believe that you can turn people into potted plants. And then the sky's the limit.
Yeah, I don't like it because...
It reflects your own insecurities.
No. No, it's because I'm a very creative thinker and my boyfriend's a very logical thinker. If a hammer is made to put a nail in, then that's what the hammer's for, and that's what it's used for. So like things that aren't used for what they're supposed to be used for, he has a lot of trouble processing. So sometimes when we're fixing things around the house, I'm like, well, why don't we try it like that? And he's like, no, that won't work.
So what are you doing with that hammer?
I'm smashing ice.
Defeating
hammers.
Her enemies.
Like, yeah. I understand what Luc is doing with the hammer. What are you proposing we do with the hammer?
My logic is if it works and we can make it work, let's do it. Let's try it.
How does this relate to potted plants?
It doesn't, but it relates to the fact that he puts his own limits because limits exist and we don't try to surpass them because...
Yeah, but on the other hand, do you want a supervillain who can turn everyone into...
plants!
Whatever.
Like, I love that we've set his limits. Only potted plants.
Only plants, yes. Like, yeah, from a storytelling standpoint, like, that's just too overpowered. Like, every story would be like, oh, and then he won.
You'll find that any character, good or bad, who can change matter can't do it on organic matter.
Which, like, I get, of course, right?
Yeah, that's just a built-in limit for
And
everyone.
Like, we don't even technically know that he can do it on other people. He does just it for himself, but that doesn't necessarily mean he can do it on other people either.
What did he use to create his body?
Air. Free molecules.
So he turned air molecules. Maybe he used a potted plant to create himself.
Sure.
That's probably what happened.
He used to be a bonsai tree.
I mean, he is short. And green.
Well, short. It's 5'7". It's not short, that short.
Well, that's short
that's
for a man.
Taller than me.
He looks short on the picture just because the way they drew him.
Put him next to all those 6'2" superheroes. He's pretty short in that world.
It is kind of like a vibrant outfit for the description.
It's
of
too
his
Hulk.
Personality. It's a little surprising to me. It's
I find it too close to Hulk.
And I mean, there's the classic V pointing in the right direction.
I can't decide if I like it. I keep looking at it and I'm like, well, the colors are pleasant. It's very outrageous.
He's like a 80s or 90s watermelon.
But it's outrageous in a weird way. Like, it looks like he started with like a suit that someone gave him that was sort of like a standard issue suit and then added accessories on top. Like, it's almost kind of vaguely henchman-y, the green part, but with pizzazz.
When I cover his face, I think I like it. When his face is present, it's like...
I feel it's like an outfit for like a show. Oh, God, Mike, that's a zoom in. I find it looks like a concert outfit. Like, he could whip out a guitar and do a bad solo.
I do kind of like the fact that he has a bunch of lightning bolts. Like, that's kind of silly, but I also kind of like it. Sure. It's actually kind of like when people actually get hit by lightning, they get like
Oh, yeah, the past. Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. So in a way, it's kind of like that, except much more literal.
He's kind of like an electric mole man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Electric mole man is an amazing sentence.
It's the same base. Like
can
said.
We call him Molecule Man?
But he does not deserve 3 pages.
No, yeah. that is insulting.
That's is crazy.
Is he like a big villain?
Right, he was. I mean, he's very powerful.
He's yeah, but seven. That doesn't like he was in a lot of stories.
Enough, and especially with the turn to almost heroism during Secret Wars, which was
okay, yeah. I guess it kind of makes sense
though. Around this time, and you know.
So what did he do in suburban Denver?
He went to work at a power plant.
That makes checks sense. Out.
Did he take care of his garden and lawn well?
Did he have a golden retriever?
And yet again, here we are. He works at a what? A power plant? Everything's going to
so
sorry, go ahead. I don't need to ask about the Secret Wars.
Well, maybe you need to. What's the question?
Well, I just want to know more about the Secret Wars. I'm intrigued by the Secret Wars.
Okay, well, the way the Secret Wars went, the Beyonder, who is the god who did live in another dimension, Molecule Man fits in because it was Molecule Man using his power that broke the universe and like made a peephole. So the Beyonder sees through the peephole and he sees our universe. And he goes, what is this? Good, evil. He didn't understand motivations.
Okay. I mean, same, truly. Right.
What is this shit show?
I look at Twitter, I'm like, what is this?
Right. So he creates a battle world, a planet from other planets.
Right.
The reason Molecule Man goes to live in Denver, and because Volcana was a Denverite, is because the piece of Earth that was part of Battle World was a piece of the city of Denver. So there's a chunk of Denver, there's a chunk of this other planet and this other planet and this desert and this, you know, so it's got, there's people, but there's also like these HQs and laboratories. Yeah, you know, like on that planet, that's where Spider-Man finds Venom. It becomes his costume, and when he brings him home, turns out the costume is alive. All this stuff is all part of Secret Wars. The way that the Beyonder calls people is that he puts these doorways. There's like this big doorway in Central Park, and the heroes go, what the hell is this? This thing appeared in Central Park. So they go into the gateway. So they basically choose their own fate. It's Marvel. So they all live in New York. This big whomping thing appears in Central Park. So the Fantastic Four investigate, the Avengers investigate, the X-Men investigate, and they all find themselves teleported to Battle World, as do a bunch of villains. And then they're supposed to fight it out for the Beyonder. That's the fight that's supposed to happen. But then you can't trust Dr. Doom with anything. So he's going to steal the power of the Beyonder and blah, blah, blah. It's a more involved storyline than just a fight between the two sides. But that's the premise. Right.
I feel like a lot of it could have been avoided if the Beyonder just asked questions.
Is it a teleportation that could have been an email?
What was his relationship with, is she actually called Vulcan Girl?
Volcana.
Volcana. Okay, I couldn't remember if I was just calling her Vulcan Girl in my head.
Well, she's very defensive of him. Like, he's called Owens. She calls him like Owie Poo and shit like this. She's got like a lot of pet names for him. Kind of thinks he's adorable. Her heart goes out to him because he's been bullied all his life, or at least that's the... Like, she's always defending him to the other villains who are bullies around him.
Did he ever try to convince her by saying, come on, is your name Volcana or Volcanta?
No.
He's that's where he went very wrong. Very clever then.
So you're saying he got bullied by other villains?
Sure.
It's a bit sad.
That's why Volcana kind of felt for him.
I think they like weirdly psychologized him where he was like this mama's boy and was not like very good and confident and then sort of just got into a relationship with another strong woman that sort of he gets attached to in the same way. It's kind of strange. It's sort of like not life affirming. It's more like, poor you, you're cute. It's like both relationships feel a little condescending.
His mommy issues.
Well, it makes sense.
He's a knot.
You can do it, Molecule Man.
Yeah, Shotgun preempted my question, although I've been wanting to ask it for like 10 minutes. Is Molecule Man hot or not?
No.
I don't like him, but I kind of feel bad for him a little bit.
And
I
that's don't. His character design, so.
Oh, look, if I well, like, date everyone it's... I felt bad for.
No, of course. It's one of those situations where, like, behavior doesn't outweigh the pity.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like I can feel for him and I can understand how he is the way he is. Doesn't mean I want that shit in my life.
Yeah. No, I would absolutely not want him in my life. No, thank you. Although I do kind of like the lightning bolts on his head. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's cool. I like that, but it's most of what I like.
I want nothing at all except that massage.
Yeah, it looks like a good massage.
Write that down somewhere for when we cover the Silver Surfer.
Oh. Although he looks like he's good at giving high fives.
A Tigra? Yeah. It's impossible to disguise. He's a mama's boy. First he holds me to solid. Then he touches me barely. Mama's boy.
Mama's boy. Oh.
Hi.
Moondragon. When Heather Douglas was a child, Thanos casually blew up her family's car.
Oh, sorry, casually.
As you do.
Killing all but her. Her dad would be resurrected as Drax, so there are some important differences between the comics and the MCU.
Wow.
She was rescued by Thanos' father, Mentor, who we met like fairly recently, who made her grow up in an eternal monastery where she learned martial arts and mental arts. It allowed her to sense great evil, and she left the Eternals to fight it, though not always in the best way. As Madame McEvil.
Oh my God.
No.
Yes, she turned a few humans into supervillains to fight Thanos. And even when she joined the Avengers as Moondragon, she was a handful, thinking she was superior to other humans. She called herself a goddess and misused her powers, and at one point was punished by Odin himself, forced to wear a headband that limited her power. You can see it in some of the pictures. According to the entry, she dies fighting the Dragon of the Moon, but she's not sent to the Book of the Dead. So obviously they had every expectation that she would return, and she did. Her incredible mental powers include telepathy, mind control, mind blasts, kinetic bolts, and telekinesis. She's smug, arrogant, and self-centered, and will step on anyone who gets in her way. She has no friends, only allies in the moment. So she might be a villain or a hero, depending. She's a sore loser. She flies into a rage when she doesn't get what she wants. The main picture features a new black and white costume, and there's one picture where she fights the Defenders, who are supposed to be her teammates, in that costume. Otherwise, she's in the original green, shooting mind blasts at different things or people, and also punching an Asgardian troll.
I really liked it at the start, and the more you spoke, I was like,
She sounds like a delight.
Oh, dear. Oh, no. Well, this is ruined.
It was like, wow, she's hot. And then Isabelle would have said, what's her personality like? And then Mike would have said, shit. Like, does she have any qualities?
Yeah. She
has a nice body.
She has the name, the word dragon in her name.
That's good.
Those are not qualities.
I like the moon. So the moon.
Those are nat plements right there.
What her power is being able to sort of like arch her cape up so it's super round.
Yeah.
That's her superpower.
I think whoever drew the main picture did not know how bald people work.
It's a little cone heady, isn't it?
It's very long.
Yeah, that's too
much. A lot of head. Yeah.
And she's not like that elsewhere. I don't think it's like a big brain superpower related thing.
It's so square.
I like that she's bald, though. That's something we very rarely see in women. Mm-hmm.
Is she bald by choice?
I wonder. I guess so. Unless her mental power has made her hair fall out. I don't remember anything like that.
I wish she was like a bald, bold woman, but she just kind of sounds mean.
What was her name again? Madame Evil?
Madame McEvil.
That's hilarious.
Did she change it because everyone would laugh in her face?
It's just so good.
It's so good, it's bad.
I love it. That's my favorite part.
So you prefer the black and white or the green?
I really like the green. Big fan of that.
Yeah.
I've been trying to decide. I really don't know. I actually think I might prefer the black and white.
I prefer the black and white in the action shot because the crotch fabric looks less weird.
It looks
the head is better. Well, I think everything in general looks better in not the main picture.
Yeah, because
the main picture also looks like she has like nets, like the shirt has like wings.
She doesn't seem to have that in the other. I don't understand what's going on.
I like that she's like fully clothed in the black and white, and I feel that's more like monastery like. I think the black and white evokes her story more than the half naked Robin Hood.
But did you see that cape? Look at that collar.
The cape is pretty fabulous, though. That's for sure.
Yeah, I think I like it because I'm jealous and I want a long emerald cape.
Same.
I guess it's the dragon part.
But at the same time, moon dragon, because of the moon, I feel like the white fits better than the green.
Yeah, it makes more sense.
Yeah, it does.
I'll say, though, it's a bummer that the headband is limiting her power because that's a look.
What's her powers again? There's so many. I completely forgot all of them.
Everything mind. If you think of it, the answer is yes.
I just don't love the mind stuff. I've said that many times before, but it's just like, yeah.
I feel like this character and the character before it both are just a little too super, like overpowered a little. And they both have like an element that's limiting them because they're too powerful. Is that the theme? Well, we have to.
Have we become too powerful?
They both feel like extremes. Like it's like a caricature. They're like, oh, they're the most powerful and also the most like
evil,
unpleasant. Mm-hmm. It's just like, can we just have someone who's kind of nice or kind of, you know, kind of powerful?
No,
bring tides to life. I don't know.
You need so much responsibility to handle brain superpowers.
I wouldn't want brain superpowers, I don't think.
Me neither. It's too much responsibility. It's like reading minds or like changing people's shape into plants. It's all very important, but
it's scary.
It's too powerful. It's just like, oh, you got to just weigh that.
It's like you're enjoying someone or someone likes you. Is it because you accidentally mind convince them to like you? Or do they like you?
I mean, I feel like you would know.
Would you?
Would you?
But right? You have, like, I don't know. I guess you're right. Maybe they don't. But I always kind of assume that they know they're doing it.
Are they, like, activating it? Like, is there, like, a beam so they know?
Yeah, they have to touch their head for it to work.
Is Moondragon hot or not?
I'm conflicted.
She's really hot physically.
But that personality.
Like, I don't know what you do. Like, how do you hang out with Moondragon?
You don't.
You don't want to.
You go for one coffee once a year because you said you would do something together.
Yeah.
And then you cancel that coffee before it happens.
She's like the high school friend that you kind of feel obligated to see because you used to be friends with her, but like you've grown as a person. You're not a little shit anymore.
I think it's like she just tolerates people to work. And then as soon as it's done, she goes back to her cave and cooks her dinner and talks to no one.
You just never know who you're going to get. Are you going to get Moondragon or Madame McEvil?
She sounds extremely selfish. So, like, it's all about her. If you're useful to her, then fine. You will be tolerated for a moment. But the minute you're no longer needed, you're out.
Well, that's the thing.
If you insist, you're out of life.
That's the thing. Like, if all of a sudden she wants to hang out, I'm like, what do you want from me?
Okay, hear me out, though. Madame McEvil is someone who has a French father and an Irish mother, or the other way around, whatever. Build on it. Would be funny. I would like it.
Just build that TV show.
I was going to say that it feels like a very strange crossover with McDonald's.
Her and the Hamburglar chilling. I feel like I want to call, like, when I have to break out Mean Isabel I just want to refer to that as, oh, I'm going to have to bring out Madame McEvil.
Yes.
I McEviled someone. I have a coworker that I don't like very much.
I was listening to this.
Is it Nat? No. Yes, it's Nat. I have a coworker that I don't like very much. And we just learned that her contract isn't being renewed, but she was going to give me a house plant. Because that's what this episode's about. she was going to give me a houseplant, and I wanted to get it from her before she was fired.
Oh my God.
You get it? So,
that's terrible.
So I was really nice to her.
Did you get the plant?
Oh my God. Madame McEvil is right.
Oh my God.
But did you get the plant?
Yes, I did.
You don't mind me leaving this in the edit?
No.
Okay.
It's totally fine. She won't listen to this.
Physically, she's really hot, but no.
Yeah, I'm going to go with like a tepid hot because like physically cool. I like it, but like she sounds terrible.
I will say not because personality does not make her hot enough. Like even if she's hot, that personality just ruins everything.
I do think, though, that Shotgun should cosplay this because I feel you would look good in this outfit.
It was one of the first things I thought when I saw it. I was like, Shotgun could do this. So I'm glad it's not just me because I also thought that. Like, I'm not saying you necessarily want to shave your head, but like the black and white outfit feels like something you would wear.
Yeah, a bald cap could work.
And if you put your hair underneath a bald cap, maybe it would look that shape.
Yeah, exactly. I just have enough hair that it would look a bit higher than it's supposed to.
And I feel you already have a hoodie with that neckline. Yeah.
And you could spend the entire evening just like pranking people and then yelling, Madame McEvil!
Those pools, they remind me of a time when I took my daughter to the forgotten lakes of my homeworld. She was like you.
Disgusting.
Oh my God! I love it.
Whoa.
Moon Knight.
Oh.
About to be a television star played by Oscar Isaac, Moon Knight is really Mark Spector, who rejected his rabbi father's values and decided to lead a materialistic life. He worked for the CIA and as a mercenary, building up the various skills that make some people call him Marvel's answer to Batman. Betrayed by another merc, he is left to die in the desert, but is carried to shelter by adherents of an old Egyptian religion. It was too late. He died in front of the statue of their god, Khonshu, but somehow his heart started beating and he attributed it to a religious experience, now acting as the Fist of Khonshu, the Moon Knight. He went to war against criminals using various aliases over the years, including that of billionaire playboy Stephen Grant and taxi driver Jake Lockley. The strain of maintaining four identities took its toll and he started to suffer from dissociative disorder, each identity having its own sense of self. While he's a highly trained fighter, all his abilities are heightened when the moon is out. He uses a number of Egyptian-styled weapons, including a throwing ankh that glows in the presence of danger, an ivory boomerang, scarab darts, throwing irons, a grappling hook that doubles as a lasso or a bola, and blocking bracelets. Pictured tumbling into a fight, his three identities, using his cape as a gliding parachute, slamming a crook down, blocking a blow with his hands, lifting a bank vault door, so the moon was out, bending prison cell bars, same, throwing one of his weapons at zombie-like goons, and there are diagrams of his weapons.
Yes!
Wow.
Oh my God.
I am impressed. Wow.
I am so excited for that show.
Yes.
I want to go on a moonlit stroll with him.
Yeah.
I would like to take a moment to say that Oscar Isaac, I think, is one of the most attractive people on the planet. And I'm very excited. I'm very excited. Beyond the fact that he's also very talented. So it's just a good time.
Oh, he can't do no wrong.
I'm very excited about this show.
This character, hot. We can go to the next.
No. We have... We can linger on here for a while.
Yeah. We talked about Molecule Man for like 40 minutes. We talked about Moon Knight for 2 minutes.
I even like all of his alter egos.
Yeah.
I like every single one of them.
There's all like a different genre.
Like he looks like Bond. He looks like if he was in the jungle. And then looks like a crook. You get all the men. Like, he can be whatever you want.
Does he have different names?
Role playing, love it.
Yeah. Yeah, those are Jake Lockley, Mark Spector, and Stephen Grant in order.
So Stephen Grant is the suit one or the cabbie?
The suit one. You know, I read left to right, just like most English and French readers.
Yes, but I didn't listen, you see.
I really like the Egyptian stuff. Obviously, that's very cool, I think. I don't know. Is that like a teenage girl thing?
Did we all have an Egyptian phase?
I also did.
I think it was like at the same time as like certain movies came out and certain like...
Yeah. I have two words for you, Emily. Brendan Fraser.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I didn't even think of that. Oh my God. Walk
like an Egyptian. It may be subtle here, but you'll know there are two looks because like the main picture has all these gold bracelets and belts on it. This other costume has like a moon crescent instead of the ankh on the chest. And you can see the belt and et cetera. It's all white instead.
I do like the little moons. That's cute.
Yeah, I'd rather have it all white like that.
Yeah, I think it looks better generally. And I think it makes more sense. Like a character like this with like bright gold jewelry is a little strange.
I mean, I prefer to be the one wearing the bling in the relationship.
If it was silver, it would be more like a moonlight or like
moon
is reflections. That a butt?
It is a butt. Wow. It's a pretty good butt.
I decided to zoom in on the moon.
That guy almost shot his butt. It's just very close.
How scary.
That's hot.
You're really right. A bit more meat on that bun and it was pierced.
Yeah.
By a bullet.
His head. Yeah, what's up with that fanny pack on his back over here? What's up with that?
He's lifting a door. I think it's a brick. Like support.
I think it's a brick that's falling, but it's
It does.
Yeah.
It does look like he's carrying his lunchbox on the back of his.
It's a back strap. He's lifting something heavy. You need the support.
Yeah.
100%.
Really, it's inconvenient and not economical to eat out every time you're fighting crime. Pack a lunch, make your own coffee, and stop buying avocado toast.
Yeah. He's going to have a house on the moon in no time.
I would definitely like read a comic that's basically just like superheroes, but basically like that shawarma scene where like the aftermath was just like them hanging out and like having a snack and like that.
I love
great.
That. How did I get this bruise?
We're not even this bruise. It's like the next day he turns around and it's like, oh, everything hurts. How will I pee?
Right, he goes to physio.
Needs to take a bath with Epsom salt after a battle.
Yeah, imagine the physio. What did you do this time? Lifted too many weights again? Yes.
It must be tough for Moon Knight because if each identity has its own self, then you wake up the next day and it's like, what is this bruise? Because I'm not Moon Knight.
Mm. Oh yeah, that. Well, I mean, that does happen to people that have dissociative
disorders.
It's scary.
Yeah, it looks like what they're going to do with the TV show. That's what the TV show is about.
Oh, I'm going to be honest.
Oscar Isaac waking up. And
I know like nothing about the show. Like I purposefully like didn't watch any trailers or whatever. Oh. So this is all a surprise to me. Like I knew nothing about the Egyptian stuff is shocking. I had no idea.
I'll say that the suit looks a lot greedier in the show than it looks.
I mean, it always
it's really clean in here, but that makes sense. But yeah,
and the show it kind of looks like a mummy, like mummy wraps,
and all of the like movie versions or whatever, all like dulled down, which I get because it's more like it feels more realistic. But it also kind of makes me sad. Like, it's all, they're always like so dark. In this case, it makes sense, of course. But
can you date someone with like dissociative identities?
Yeah, yes. People do. It's just you date that
person. One of them.
I followed a channel for a while on YouTube where it was two people with the disorder, and some of their alters would date each other. It was very bizarre. I was like, this is interesting, but I don't know how, like,
a specific alter would only date
another specific alter.
Yeah.
Because you might not even be the same gender in different alters. So you might not be attracted to the same kind of people. And also some of them might be children.
But it's definitely not like for the outsider dating that person, it must be very hard, especially if like the alters are also adults and they have attraction to towards other people. That could easily create issues.
You say that. I say three people to win over. A good challenge.
Okay, which one aren't you dating? Because there are four.
There are four? Oh. What?
Moon Knight is separate.
Oh.
White outfit is one guy.
Dating the white outfit because it's very hard to take him to a restaurant.
he really does stick out.
I think it's between Suit and Cabbie. The mercenary spy is probably the one I'd be most attracted to, if I'm being completely honest.
I don't think so. I don't know.
I'd be attracted to
that. I mean, for myself, I don't know if it's just that image. Or what, but like I just instinctively I'm like no.
Well, like, no,
the image is Rambo.
Yeah, the image doesn't do Rambo. It. Mm-hmm.
The image doesn't do it, but the description, yeah.
I'll go with the millionaire. He'll take me on fancy dates.
I don't know why, but when I look at the picture, I'm going for the cabbie. More attainable,
see,
I guess.
We could share.
Yes.
He's going for Moon Knight for sure.
I'm going for Moon Knight.
Let's confirm things. Moon Knight, hot or not?
Hot.
I think he's hot and he has a fun little hood.
It looks like some animated alien, right? There's like an animated alien with that kind of head. What is it?
Marvin the Martian.
Oh, yes, that's what I meant. He's got a Marvin the Martian head. But I still think he's hot. And he's got like scarab accessories, and I like a good scarab.
Why did you call me Mark? I can't tell the difference between life and dreams.
Moonstone. There used to be a male villain called Moonstone, and Dr. Carla Sofen was his prison psychiatrist. She made him reject the Moonstone, an artifact from the dark side of the moon, supposedly imbued with some of the Watcher's power. When she took it, it was absorbed into her and gave her powers, creating blinding light and other forms of energy, flight, and the ability to phase through solid matter, which she used to commit crimes. She fought the Hulk, as we see in the picture, and the Avengers, joining the Masters of Evil early on. She wants wealth and power, and she's a devious schemer, manipulating people into doing her dirty business. Allies are only tools, and she has a strong grasp on human behavior.
I really hate the helmet.
I don't know, I kind of like it.
And she's wearing a bobsledding outfit because...
Olympics.
The first thing I thought when I saw it was like, boobs!
Oh, God, yes!
You! Yeah. You just can't stop looking at them. Why can't we stop looking at them?
They're so perky.
I really do hate that thing of like an armor with boobs. It's so bizarre.
I mean, you still need kind of some space for them.
I know, but like, I've seen armors where like it's flat, but it gives you room. But when it's like really like the contour of your boobs, it's just bizarre.
Yeah. Like, and what happens if you like, I don't know, gain weight, didn't fit anymore?
The armor does make it look like she's naked, which is bizarre. Like it's non-broad boobs.
Yeah, I think that's why I can't stop looking at them. Like, I think that's why they draw the eye, because they look naked.
I don't like the shoulder pads with the boobs. Too many.
Yeah, that's also part of it. The boobs, the shoulder pads, and then the weird eyes. And it's just a lot going on up there.
She's got a weird stance, too. She's almost like...
Oh, yeah, she's popping her chest.
It's actually kind of a masculine stance. I don't mind at all, actually.
No.
Me? It's the helmet. The eyes look too close together and makes it look kind of...
They're too close and too high?
Dumb.
They're a little buggy, aren't they?
Like yeah. A bug that's drunk.
I would have assumed, like just looking at the picture, I would have assumed she was like a bug person. I'm a little sad that she looks like this and her name is Moonstone, because I think that's a really cool name. And I just don't think that the outfit works.
She has that one moon on her chest and that's it. The rest makes no sense.
I have a question about the stone. Did she do it on purpose to sort of make him give it up and so she could have it? Or did the stone like whisper in her ear that she should do that?
I don't think it was a mistake. I think she's... I think she's always been a manipulative person.
I don't like her.
Oh, yeah. She was a former associate and student of the criminal mastermind. So, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, she was already... She'd been a henchman before she became a full supervillain.
I think it's very uncool to be a manipulator and a psychologist.
Terrible.
Boo. Boo to that.
Now, this is an example of personal stats that don't make any sense. We talk about this often. 5'11", 130 pounds.
Whoa,
my god,
she looks so like muscly though. Like, what? No,
yeah, is she hollow? She's like an Easter bunny chocolate.
Like birds, their bones are hollow inside.
Is it like moon weight?
Oh, maybe.
Maybe
that makes sense.
That's why she can fly and walk through walls.
That's so cool.
Although she does have this thing where she still has to like take a big breath. When she's phasing, she can't breathe the molecules of air because she's also phasing through the air. And I don't know if you remember Blackout. It was like this guy who was, well, his mind was gone, but he was all in sort of a purplish black. Like his mask was a lightning bolt kind of thing. And he threw around. He was like Green Lantern, but he shot like black things. And when we talked about that, like way back, the second year of the show, I mentioned Moonstone because she's the one who kind of kept it under control. So, you know, in Avengers where Black Widow's going, okay, the sun's coming down, like she's controlling the Hulk. Mm-hmm. Moonstone was the, because she's a psychologist, she was the one controlling Blackout.
Yeah. Huh.
Interesting.
That's all right. Like, that's a decent service. I guess she's not doing it for positive reasons, but still sort of almost nice.
He has his use, so he's a colleague.
So even in the Masters of Evil, and then when they became the Thunderbolts, Baron Zemo is the leader of the Masters. Mm. But like, she has an eye for that throne.
Okay.
She's double dealing so that she can control the Masters of Evil. So she's that character.
She's got a good hair. I will say that.
Well, is Moonstone hot or not?
Not.
I have to hot her. I can't stop looking at her. I love, like, unpopular opinion, but I love everything about the outfit, even the headpiece. I love it.
I could be in without the headpiece. I think it's interesting. Like, I think character is interesting.
Powers are cool.
The powers are cool. I like that she has to hold her breath to do things. Again, a limitation.
I'll have to say not. I don't like that she's manipulates people. I'm sorry. The outfit is a big womp womp.
I think one of the things like that I find with characters sometimes, and it's happening with her here, is like my eyes like don't know where to go. It's not usually a good sign for me. It feels disjointed. It doesn't feel cohesive to me, but I also don't hate it. So I'm just kind of in the middle. This feels like a good first draft. You know what I mean? I would like to see where they would take it, but I don't love this version.
I mean, me, if you don't have 3 pages, are you really interesting?
Yeah. No.
Well, I will remind you that Black Panther and the Beast all had just 1 page.
Which is insane.
Armadillo, Dragon Man, just 1 pagers.
Criminal.
Tragedy.
I feel like it just doesn't fit with the name at all. It's not what I would expect or what I want from what the name is.
I can't unsee Winter Olympics.
Well, there's probably a reason for that.
What do you mean? I'm not obsessed. I actually haven't looked at any Olympics since 7:30 this morning.
So
thought you were going to say like 3 hours.
75.
Really cutting yourself cold turkey over there.
No, I'm going to go watch after this.
Of course.
There's a hockey game at midnight.
I was going to save this for the Olympics, but I figure if we're going to convince these judges that we are world-class sledders, then we had better look like world-class sledders.
I freeze in this.
Issue 9 of the Official Handbook of the Marvel Universe Deluxe Edition is cover dated August of 1985. John Byrne's wraparound cover continues, this time with an interesting mistake. He's put Phaestus, the Eternal, in the background, even though this issue purports to be from Molecule Man to Owl. The issue is also distinctive because it contains 4 extra pages that reprint the miscolored pages from issue 8. Stapled in the middle of the issue, these don't take away from the normal 64-page total. In the same vein, editor Mark Gruenwald continues data corrections, which are a list of mistakes spotted by readers. There are still some lingering corrections going back to issue 1, but the text gets to issue 5. It's all about as nerdy as you'd expect. Gruenwald also answers a reader's question, saying some villains get the status of no criminal record because they've never been caught and convicted, and explains that some characters have a first modern appearance, because Marvel Comics wasn't really Marvel Comics before Fantastic Four number 1. And finally, the appendix continues under the topic Other Dimensions, picking up where it left off with a long list of worlds the Hulk visited while he was lost in the Nexus, and on through the I through K listings, the last one being Kingdom of Taza. Jotunheim is the only recognizable name in the lot. Art credits for this particular episode: Molecule Man by Mike Zeck, Moondragon by Carl Potts, Moon Knight by Bill Sienkiewicz, and Moonstone by Bob McLeod.
Space. The final frontier. These are the recordings of the podcast Gimme That Star Trek. Its ongoing mission: to explore all of Star Trek, to seek out new guests and new opinions, to boldly go where many have gone before.
That's Star Trek. A new episode every month, only at fireandwaterpodcast.com and on iTunes. Female bag.
We just wanted to know the sound to be captured. Otherwise, it just cuts.
We're talking about episode 78, the Long Island Iced Tea Special. So a few comments here. The people left at fireandwaterpodcast.com. Michael Wagner isn't the first to suggest we do something with the X-Men Gala Special, which has all the mutants in evening wear. Martin Ooh. Gray had also mentioned this when it came out.
Yes, please.
Well, yes.
I'm going to say maybe once we've done all the characters, because...
Yeah, spoilers.
I'll be 74 by then.
Well, all the X-Men.
Oh, yeah, because Wolverine is very close.
Can't we do like all the X-Men's A to M? Surely there are enough.
I also don't have that comic. So, I guess we are looking for something to do at episode 100, maybe, you know? That's in only 21 months.
21 months.
Gene Hendricks confirms Lady Loki was showing her boobs, or really Lady Sif's boobs, because that's the body Loki had taken over.
I like it less then.
He also liked the virgin drink compliment because he doesn't drink, so it's perfect for him. Chris Franklin says, I think whoever redesigned the modern Mr. Fear has watched Batman Mask of the Phantasm. That does look a bit...
I forgot how cool that looked.
Mike Dynas always thought Magic's new outfit was someone's S&M fantasy. Not that there's anything wrong with that. And he likes Marina as an April Levine knockoff.
Yes.
Ward Hill Terry says, I love this show. I don't even care about the characters being reviewed anymore. Doesn't matter. His favorite...
I love that for you.
His favorite part is Amelie telling everyone, I love you at the end of every show. One thing he has noticed with these future looks episodes is that the colors tend to get duller and the silhouettes less distinctive as time goes on. Like, you could tell who everyone is just from the silhouette in the original looks, but not so much in later looks. I think this is because they want it to be more realistic, more detailed. And then so you lose a shape that doesn't iconic. Captain Entropy says, regarding the leader.
No, we can't. We can't skip that.
I have a pretty large cranium myself, and I don't consider myself a villain.
Well, that's good.
Good on you.
That's something we should all strive for, I think.
Aaron Bias suggests the Watcher as a character with a big head who is not a villain.
Okay, right, because we asked.
Yeah. Yeah. That was why Captain Entropy was like defending his big head.
Hey, look, I also have a big head. I just don't have the huge forehead, but my head is huge, man.
Yes, but you're a villain this season.
Well, yes. You can have like a pumpkin head, but it when it's the like the where the brain case is like inflated. That's what we're talking about. I would also mention the inhuman Karnak. Karnak had like a tall head, and he's a hero. And Ange swoons at the talk of Jean Grey, his number two Marvel crush. He does say the 90s uniform is his least favorite look.
And we agreed with you, but yes, obviously Jean Grey.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
That's it. Before we go, we have to mention the Fire and Water Podcast Network Patreon page at patreon.com/FW Podcasts. If you like our content, please think about making a one-time or a monthly donation, the amount of which will allow you to unlock rewards like getting on the hot list, getting the girls to throw a custom compliment at you. So I don't know if there's a theme this week.
Potted plants.
It was almost the moon, but no, potted plants.
Yeah, clearly it should be the moon, but who cares about moon when we have potted plants?
All right. Are there moon-related potted plants? Someone Google.
Oh, surely.
Well, Elise, you go ahead and give one out to Monsieur Luc.
Monsieur Luc, I love you.
Excellent.
I'm just bad at pronunciations, but if it was written, you'd find it hilarious.
We need one for Mike Dynas.
I find your comments succulent.
How about for the perennial Eric?
I mean, a perennial is a kind of plant.
I just wanted to get in on the action, but it's not a compliment.
You energize me like a power plant.
Excellent. Bravo.
Cheater. And finally, Gene Hendrix.
Don't look at me, okay? Every single plant I touch dies. So I don't want to say anything to our listeners.
Okay, say you wouldn't touch him.
Yes, the compliment is.
I would take him into my collection. I have thriving plants. I'll take it away from you, Shotgun.
So Jose takes him. I don't touch.
I have medium success, so we'll see what happens, guys.
Well, good luck, Gene, I guess. It's the end of the show. Say goodbye, guys.
Bye.
Goodbye, guys.
We love you.
Get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here.